Deep under the Mediterranean Sea, 5 miles off the coast of Egypt, a repair effort is underway that affects communications around the world. Some underwater cables that carry the internet and other communications were severed last week, and millions of people around the Middle East and India have been suffering slowdowns and outages. All kinds of theories about how this happened have been floated. Today, India's flag telecom company said that their crews had found a ship's anchor weighing 5 or 6 tons that was the cause of another cable break, that one in the Persian Gulf. Eric Schoonover is here with me to discuss this and how the internet makes its way all over the world. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Schoonover is a senior analyst at Telegeography Research, which specializes in global internet infrastructure. First, how many cables were cut last week?
4 total, 2 in the Mediterranean and 2 in the Persian Gulf. The initial cut on January 30th was the 2 in the Mediterranean, and then over the following few days, the 2 different cables in the Gulf were disabled in different events.
On a scale from it happens every week to this is unprecedented, how rare is it for 4 cables to be broken at the same time?
It's pretty rare to have 4 cables in the same region down at the same time, unless they're all in a connected event. Last year, we had an earthquake off the shore of Taiwan that took out 7 out of 8 submarine cables on that particular route. Cables do break all the time, but to have the first 2 break, which accounted for 75% of the capacity between the Middle East and Europe, is somewhat more rare, which is why we hear it in the news today.
But has there been any intimation of foul play possibly at work in breaking the cables, or just accident?
I feel that it's just accident, that this is more coincidence that you see 4 together. I think the first 2 were probably a singular event. The breaks happened pretty close, even though it was 2 different cables. The Falcon break, which is Flag Telecom's cable in the Gulf.
That's the one in the Persian Gulf,
yep,
near Dubai or the United Arab Emirates. Yeah.
Which now comes out that is probably a ship's anchor, which is not surprising. And the 4th cable was indicated to be a power failure rather than an underwater break.
How big are the cables that we're talking about now?
The cables range in size depending on the capacity, but somewhere between a few inches and up to less than a foot in diameter.
In diameter.
Yes.
Undersea cables just seem to be from a different era of engineering than the internet. How dependent is the internet on underwater cables to get around the world?
The international network is almost solely dependent on undersea cables. They are the backbone of the international network. They're very high capacity and very fast, more so than satellites or other forms of connectivity.
A telephone call, if it doesn't have one way of getting through, it might have an alternate route. It might go by satellite as opposed to by underwater cable. Does the internet have an alternate route or not?
Well, the internet is actually more redundant than a telephone network in terms of the ways that the internet can heal itself. In this particular case, many of the operators affected in the Middle East were able to restore capacity through Asia to the U.S., to Europe, rather than traveling through the Suez Canal to Europe. And satellite capacity can also be used for this type of backup.
But there are still ships out there plowing the seas and dragging cable behind them?
Absolutely. Actually, right now we're in a bit of a cable building boom. There's cables being installed across the Pacific Ocean. Flag, who is an affected carrier here, is actually installing a cable in the Mediterranean to be redundant to one of the cables that was actually cut, the Flag Europe-Asia cable. There's, you know, many cables being built through the region, the Europe to Asia region, as well as other parts of the world.
This problem of at least one of the cables being broken by a ship's anchor, you know, it would seem to be a fairly routine hazard facing things that are going from shore to sea to shore. Ships are laying anchor.
Absolutely correct. And it's not just ship's anchors. It's also fishing nets as well as other hazards, even seismic hazards or geological events in the ocean. The ocean is a very dynamic and corrosive place, so these assets tend to be abused, and there are a lot of repairs necessary to keep them operational.
Now, you say you don't put much store by conspiracy theories. But at least it would be a terrific novel or movie, don't you think, about cutting the cables under the ocean and, you know, cutting one continent off from the other?
I certainly could picture James Bond trying to defend the submarine cables. But in terms of the world that we live in, the action surrounding the submarine cables isn't quite as dramatic as that.
Well, Eric Schoonover, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Eric Schoonover is senior analyst at Telegeography Research, a firm which specializes in global internet infrastructure. He was talking about broken cables in the Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf.